She was anxious to get out of here.
Oh, is that on the tape? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is June 26th, 2019, approximately 10 a.m. I'm Oliver Mojica, the chair of the committee and the planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Robert Sorrell, Spolwood Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Jane, Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Hector Trevino, Water Department.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Thank you. Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 1717. Is there a representative here from that, for that item? For the property located at 194 Club Center? That's your application?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you guys were here. So item number one is for Conditional Use Permit 1717. It's for the property located at 194 West Club Center Drive within Suites A and B. The request is to allow the establishment of a banquet hall that will contain approximately 13,800 square feet. The recommendation is on this item is to move it to the Planning Commission. We've advertised and scheduled for the meeting of July the 9th. And so with that, if we have any other comments, Gary, do you have any of our conditions and what have you? I know you've already talked with
we do have the conditions if you'd like to look at them. If you have any questions, give me a call. The only observed items that we looked at were the ADA spaces. You need to upgrade those to current ADA standards outside the building. And like I said, if you have any questions,
thank you, Gary. Robert?
Thank you, Dad. For traffic, I have my moving notes, and there's no comments from traffic on the traffic section on this project.
Okay.
Public Works, I didn't see anything outside the building, so if that is true, then we have no items that we're going to be asking for engineering.
Thank you.
Robert? Just standard requirements from the water.
Okay. James, anything for us?
Crime check procedures and food service for that.
Okay. Thank you. Hector?
On the application submittal, I was able to review one map or one site plan. The other two uploads I couldn't open up for some reason. There were some technical difficulties. But I gave you standard conditions that are required anyways.
Thank you.
I don't have any comments for this one at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the group? As I mentioned, you've been working with Chantal on this. Just so you know, the staff report has been written for that. I'm finalizing that item. It's been advertised for the July 9th meeting. We will send you a copy of the final staff report with the formal conditions of approval and everything Wednesday. Thursday's a holiday, right? Wednesday. So we'll send it to you. So you'll have those in advance of the meeting. So with that, I would do you have any questions? Are you...
What does it take for the permit for the submittals for them to have all the permits?
For your to get your permits issued?
Yeah.
What are we looking at, about 8 months now, Bob?
No. Okay. I hope not.
I just wanted to see if they were paying attention.
That would depend upon the completeness of your submittal, you know. The better your documents,
right,
the quicker we can approve them.
It really comes down to the quality.
The initial review is 10 working days.
Yeah. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you. Is anyone here for the property on Mill Street, Miller Waterman? Anyone? For Conditional Use Permit 1817? I don't see Ed here. Okay. That item, 1817, Conditional Use Permit 1817 is for the property located on the south side of East Mill. It's just west of Waterman Avenue. I think we've been looking at this for a while now. There was a mitigated negative declaration that was prepared for the project. So we've completed that process, and our recommendation is that we move this to the Planning Commission for consideration, and this is for the operation of a truck and trailer storage yard. Gary, do you have any to that?
No, we have the same conditions as before.
Okay. I know Robert gave me a good little stack as well.
Right, lot merger,
Lot
merger, WQMP involved, and a SWIP because of the size of the project.
Okay.
And as usual, if they have any questions, hopefully they can call.
Okay. Robert, did you have anything else to add? That was unusual.
From traffic, it says the scoping was approved 1/2/19. The TIA has not been completed yet. And I don't know if that means it hasn't completed by us or hasn't been turned in yet.
I will follow up on that.
So, for engineering, no, it's the same conditions as we had at our pre-application.
Okay, thank you. Robert?
Standard requirements only from the water department.
James?
Will there be any oil change or anything like that for the service?
I believe they are. They maintain their own fleet of trucks.
Any washing of the vehicles?
I am not sure if there's washing, but I know that the buildings are for maintenance and upkeep, so I'm going to guess and say yes.
Then we'll just use a permit application.
Okay. And Hector, was my understanding, did they ever upload? Did they ever
apply to the order side?
They have not submitted yet?
No.
Because I did receive something from Priscilla, who I think it was Monday. And I forwarded it to them. And,
okay, so
I will contact them as well. Right? Anything for us?
I'll wait for a more detailed proposal.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
Which meeting are you going to?
We're shooting for the 9th.
Be able to get all your documentation in before the.
I'll have to follow up when we get back into the office. If not, we'll just continue. It's been advertised. I could always push it. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Okay. Thank you. Item number 3 is development permit type D. 18-03. It's for the property located at 555 East Tennis Court Lane. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a pallet dismantling yard. I thought I recognized the faces there in the back. Welcome. And so it's a property that contained approximately 1.33 acres. Project is category exempt for CEQA. Our recommendation today is to that the committee consider the adoption of Resolution 2019-036, approving development permit type D 18-03. With that, Gary, do you have any comments, questions, or?
I do have a packet for conditions. Please look at those. You are going to have to do a lot merger and a WQMP for water quality as part of that. Now, are you the folks that did? This is the one on Tennis Court Lane next to Sergio's.
Yes, yes.
Pally Yard?
Yes.
Okay. I did notice you're parking trailers on there currently. Do you propose to continue parking trailers on there?
Yes.
Okay. Because when we looked at the submittal, it looked like it was only for Pally Yard, similar to what you're doing on the other Pally Yard.
Right, but we need parking space for the vans, so that's going to mostly be the parking for the vans.
Okay,
so we have pallet storage.
Pallet what? I'm sorry?
There's going to be very little pallet storage in that on that side of it. Most of it is for the parking for the trailers and the vans.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to pave that.
Yes.
Other area that's dirt now, that's part of your conditions of approval?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And like I said, if there's any other questions, give me a holler.
Thank you.
Robert, anything for us?
For traffic, no comments from traffic. For engineering, I have just a few items. The driveway approach and sidewalk need to be ADA. There's no sidewalk in that one parcel, so we have the sidewalk on that one. The curb and gutter seems to be in good condition. We just make sure that there's in, if there's any cracked or damaged areas, those need to be replaced. I've given these already to Mike. If you have any questions, or if you have any questions, please contact us and we can try to answer whatever you can. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Standard requirements from the water department.
Okay.
I was giving it. I gave ours over here.
Okay.
For Mike Rosales, right?
Yes. James?
No other comments at this time.
Thank you.
Hector?
Standard requirements. Thank you. Brian?
Yeah, I'd just say more clearly delineate on your proposal here the proposed storage areas. You said this is more for vehicular storage?
There's going to be some pallet storage there, but we mostly need it for our parking of our trailers and our mats.
Okay, so can we clearly delineate which areas are which?
Yeah, this is dirt right now. That's going to be the paved surfaces there.
There was a building where you're parking.
That's it. Thank you.
It's dirt for the park.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have any questions of the committee members? We're good? Any other comments? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion that we adopt Resolution 2019-36, approving development permit type D, 18-03.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Elizabeth, what do you think? Number four, please.
Okay, yes. Number four is development permit type D 19-03. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an automotive parts store within a new commercial building containing approximately 7,381 square feet on a project site comprised of two parcels containing a total of approximately 0.65 acres. The property is located at 1983 and 1993 West Island Avenue within the commercial general zone. The environmental determination is that this project is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15303, new construction and conversion of small structures of the CEQA guidelines. And staff recommendation is to approve for development and environmental review committee to adopt resolution 2019-037, approving development permit type D 1903, subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under CEQA.
Thank you. Anything else to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you.
Nothing more.
Is your applicant here?
Yes, the applicant is here.
Perfect. Welcome.
Well, thank you, guys.
Gary, do you have any?
Yeah. It's pretty standard conditions. I think you've worked with this before.
Yep.
ADA, final WQMP, you've got the state highway there on the southeast corner.
Yep.
Drainage, obviously. And if you have any other questions, it's all. We've got a copy for you.
Perfect, thank you.
Robert, do you have anything to add for us?
For traffic, there's no comments. For engineering, we're using the same conditions we had for the pre-application. There's been no change on it.
Thank you. Robert?
This is in Muskoy Mutual Water Company's service area for water, but it's in our sewer service area. Presently, there's no main in Highland Avenue. There is a pending project further to the west. They're in plan check right now. They're almost done. They may be putting in a sewer main in that portion of Highland Avenue. So you might be able to connect to that.
Okay. Is there a way that we can work with staff to get a copy of those plans for that? Because we've already met with County Health and we plan on putting septic in. But is there...
They're not signed yet.
Okay.
But as soon as they're signed, maybe we can get you a copy of it.
Okay.
And just standard requirements.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
No comments at this time.
Thank you. Hector?
Standard requirements.
I have no comments.
No comments. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I don't know. And I just add Elizabeth, I've been great to work with. So she's been answering all our questions and been super helpful on this one and the other auto zone that we're putting in. So.
Perfect. And you submitted when? Like February? Something like that?
We have two auto zones going back and forth, so I get a little confused.
Okay. All right. Well, We'll make it up on the next one, okay?
You guys have been, I've worked in the city a long time, so you guys are always good to work with.
Thank you, we appreciate it. Thanks for your business.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2019-37, approving development permit type D-019-0.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, Travis.
Item number five today. It's a property located approximately 3459 North East Street. It's a request to develop a six-unit semi-attached multifamily project. Each unit about 1,200 square feet with a single-car garage. They are requesting, as part of this, a density bonus to get them from 5 to 6 units.
Okay.
It's under the amenities bonus provision. Additionally, there's a variance request on this application, specifically for the side yard setback on the south side of the property.
Right.
That's in order. They're providing, I believe, 5 and approximately 7 feet on these two-story units. That should be about 15 normally, but because of the fire access we provide, they can't provide that. This item is exempt from CEQA under section 15.303 for small structures, and we are looking to move it forward to the meeting in July.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome. We appreciate your patience. I know it's been a process, but I think we came out with a good project here at the end of the day.
I think we do have a very good project.
Gary, please.
It's exactly the same as our conditions, or exactly the same as the last couple go-rounds. So,
okay. I think you got a copy of the
have you completed?
Let me check. While you're going around, I'll check.
Robert,
for traffic, no comments on this project. For public works, we're using pretty much the same conditions as we had with the preliminary application that we went through. If there are any questions, please let us know. There might have been an update to wording on a couple items, but the conditions are pretty much still the same. Just want to make sure that the fire fell through first, and from that, then we continued on. We've already worked through all those.
Thank you. Robert?
Standard requirements only from the water department.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
No comments on this part.
Thank you. Hector?
Standard comments as previously submitted.
Thank you.
Right. I think I had stated previously we have to have an accessible trash enclosure and path of travel from the public right away.
Gary, okay, did you have? Thank you, Brian. Do you have anything?
Yeah. Let me get with you after the hearing.
I can clarify one thing with the fire conditions. I noticed on the set that we have, it is still quoting the standard 26-foot drive.
Yes.
I believe we had spoken previously on this project. Because of the narrowness of the lot and the improvements we're trying to work in, it has been designed with 24 clear. And I believe because it was through access, we had talked about that before. And we got the okay on that, but it's not reflected in the conditions. Because I think those were drafted before we had the conversation. I don't know if
we discussed about it previously, but we didn't come with the a solution to that.
And maybe my mistake. I thought when we had spoken about it before, as long as it was unobstructed completely by either the building or the wall, and that the gates were going to be 24 clear as well, that was going to be sufficient on the site.
You talk about later.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Did you have any questions in the group?
No.
So so our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. That'll be for the July 9th meeting. You'll get a copy of the staff report, the final conditions and such, prior to then, probably on next Wednesday. And then with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. So we have... I didn't do this for the last day. Anyway, so item number six is extension of time 19-06. Is the applicant here on that one? Okay, thank you. So this is a request to allow a one-year extension of time for the subdivision of tentative parcel map 2001-05. It's for the parcel containing approximately 3.7 acres. They want to put it, make it into two lots, ranging in size from approximately 69,000 square feet to approximately 91,000 square feet. Property is located at 580 South Inland Center Drive. They requested a one-year extension. This item would not go to the Planning Commission. This would be approved here at this with this body. So our recommendation is to adopt a resolution for that. Gary, do you have any comments, anything that all the conditions were carried over as previously approved?
Yeah, no comment.
Robert?
Traffic has no comments. Engineering, we're staying with the same conditions that we had originally set previously, so the same.
Thank you. Robert?
Just standard requirements.
Okay. James?
No comments.
Hector?
Yeah, we're going to submit it this time.
Okay.
I don't have any comments on the extension.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? I know that your plans have been approved for permits.
Yeah, we're excited.
Okay,
thank
good.
Very much.
Good. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2019-035, approving extension of time 19-06.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, congratulations. Is anyone here for from Central Lutheran? Okay. Smiler's in the front. Okay. So item number seven is pre-application 19-28 for the property located at 1354 North G Street. It's a request by Central City Lutheran Mission to expand their facilities to include dormitory facilities and restroom building containing approximately 3,200 square feet. This is just a pre-application. We've gone through it from the planning department, have some comments on here. We've reviewed your justification letters and such from the review of the site plan and such. There isn't anything that's earth-shattering in terms of revisions or what have you, just kind of some reiteration of parking dimensions and requirement for a block wall surrounding the property and those kinds of things. So I can give you a copy of that, and then we would look forward to your formal application once that's ready to go. Gary, do you have anything to add to that?
No, not really. It's kind of an infill. I think I met with Frank on site. We would have to field review. Only change that might come up right now, it's showing it as a what's called a non-CAT WQMP, very simplistic water quality management plan. If you exceed the square footage in the actual construction drawings, then that may turn into a full CAT. But that's the only comment that I have.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'll give it to Elizabeth, or maybe Mina. Would you mind, Mina, handing that to the applicant for us, please? That's fine. You can give him that.
Okay.
There we go. We've got our page over there. Robert, do you have anything for us?
For traffic, no comments on traffic. For public works, our engineering, we have several, but we need to understand what the actual project is. Are we going to be requiring them to do a lot line merger with all the parcels because of access? And when you start doing that and you start adding in the project, now you start looking at some of the conditions being identified on all sides rather than just one or two sides. So it's kind of...
Absolutely.
So we need to understand first what...
What's the cheapest?
Well, what are the requirements? What's the municipal code state? I mean, is there a state that it has to be put in as a one parcel because it's all owned by the same thing?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because that right there does do a lot of requirements along all the frontages and dedications, and a lot of stuff does come up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's separated... it's only one portion. Now you have to look at how the access for fire is going to get to it or anything else.
Okay.
But it does reduce other portions, so it's a lot of questions come up on that. I put in all of my comments,
okay,
and I'll give them to you, so you can pass them on. So you'll have everything, and that's going to be the worst-case condition.
Okay.
If it goes that way.
All right. Thank you. Robert, any questions?
Standard requirements.
Thank you. James, did it work?
We have a shared kitchen, so there's any cooking in the dormitories.
Okay, thank you. Hector?
We haven't received the online submittal yet for the pre-application, so we have no comment this time.
So when you submit your formal application, you don't need to do that prior submittal as well, so we can get their comments and make sure that, that we're okay. Brian, anything for us?
I'll hold my comments for the formal submittal.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any questions? Not yet?
I guess the only question from us, you know, part of the reason that we did the pre-application was regarding the parcel map, and like, we understand, you know, it was originally was developed with the parcel still intact, and like, we're not necessarily, you know, against doing, you know, whatever is necessary. We're just concerned about the timing of that. We'd like to be able to move on to like, be able to prepare the working drawings and things like that to be able to get. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of comments on the building and that. Once we can get through the next, you know, planning phase, you know, maybe we can do that concurrently or something.
I think that we could do it the concurrently. I think the lot merger is a cleaner process, maybe. I think the reason, unless I'm corrected, the question regarding whether merging the lots and what have you, our code is specific about size of a project, lots involved, those kinds of things. Once you exceed certain thresholds, now it opens up other street dedications, street improvements, those kinds of things. And so that's usually where, like a better description, that's usually where we get the pushback. It's like, well, you know, it costs too much to do all this stuff. You know, why do we have to do it? And so I think that's, if I understood correctly, that's usually where that comes from. You know, that if usually a lot merger or parcel map kicks in that requirement, because it not only is it the map, but it's also now we're looking at the overall scale of the project. So we'll just keep that in mind. But,
I would recommend that you merge, because, you know, running utilities and whatnot across lot lines is going to be perhaps an issue down the road without recorded easements and such. So it'd probably be easier overall for the project if you move forward with the merging.
So I think we do have I think Robert provided conditions that were, I use the phrase worst case scenario, I think, right? You might want to look at those with your engineering team, map that out, and, you know, kind of go through that cost analysis and see what, then we could meet, you know, here at the offices, and we can further discuss what those requirements may be. Any other questions?
Would your suggested lot merger, would that be for the entire area itself, or would it be, you know, I know there's a clinic off to one side, and the clinic be one parcel. Maybe those are questions and details we get into at a
The clinic that comes off of 8th Street?
Correct. Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Is this sectioned off here?
That is the parcel line.
Would you put a wall there to make them separate?
Yes.
Well, where are your utilities going to go for water and sewer?
Well, the water and the sewer are also right there as well. The water and sewer connections are actually in the open space section next to the clinic. Yes, they go that direction.
They're going to go this way?
Yes.
Then we would ask you, I'm sure Water Department would agree that we'd want you to merge those parcels. Otherwise, you're involved with easements across adjoining parcels. It creates quite a few issues there.
Yeah.
What about your storm drainage?
And
would
I'm
you
assuming,
let them
yeah. I'm assuming
drain
if you're,
across lots?
Right. I'm assuming if your water sewer goes that way, then probably drainage is going to go that way.
Drainage actually goes to the south. There's a concrete V-ditch existing along the block wall on the southern edge. That actually takes it the other direction.
Actually, it looked like it took it to adjoining property.
It
looked like it came down in here somewhere.
It goes that way.
It looked like the V ditch was here and came down.
Yes.
So where does that go to?
Ocean.
Is that what the sign says? Drains to ocean?
They can put up those signs.
That's true.
But
where I'm going with this is if you put a new building on there with new hardscape, you're going to increase the drainage. And we're not going to allow you to necessarily drain that to an adjoining property.
No, that's right. Correct.
So if it goes out and goes out past the clinic, but the clinic looked like it was pretty far south.
Yeah. So it was my understanding it went out to the east.
Just
to the east.
Is there an actual underground drain that goes out to the street? Because it looks, just looking at it, it looks like it drains this way and then down.
So it seems like we're concluding that we're probably going to need a merger.
Yes.
Okay. I think that there's probably enough variables and maybe unknowns that at the end of the day, it'd probably be safer, maybe more cost effective at the end of the day to do that rather than, you know, Robert's curb and gutter may be more cost effective than rerouting utilities and things. I don't know.
When you start adding those parcels, you start looking at dedications on all sides. So there's half dozen one, half dozen other. So depending on which parcels you put together, which parcels you don't, accessibility, easements, there's a lot to check. So it's probably best reading through all the requirements, looking at it, and then maybe sitting down with a few of us to try to hash out what the best scenario would be for this.
Do you have a conceptual grading plan yet as far as what you're going to do with drainage and so forth?
Sort of, I'll say. It was kind of, you know, it was kind of a chicken and egg. We didn't want to get too far down the conceptual until we kind of had an overview of what we were doing. But we can have one, but by the time we have a meeting to discuss anything, we can have something.
Right. That would be helpful. Because on the ground, it looks a little bit different than what you're describing.
Yeah.
So we could probably help with that.
Okay.
If we know up front before you spend a lot of money designing something.
Okay.
I think we passed the card over there, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Just give me a call, and Robert and I can meet with you.
Okay.
And see if there's somewhere that we can help.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
No.
Okay. When do you expect you would be submitting your application? Do you have a target date?
We'll, as soon as possible. I just wanted to see what the requirements were.
Okay.
Originally, it was a CUP, so we weren't sure exactly how that was going to.
So it'll be a revision to the existing conditional use permit.
Oh, cool.
So it will not be a new application per se. So we're going to revise, modify, change the approval that you have now to include the beds. That's essentially what we're doing.
We were hoping originally that it would maybe be some kind of like a substantial conformance kind of thing, in that because the people that are sleeping there are currently in the other building, so we're just kind of relocating it. We're not expanding the use. That space will go back to being kind of the, you know, like a meeting room, like it was a church originally, and it would go back to being like the meeting room. Now this would be where people are sleeping instead of that. So we were hoping.
So the it's my understanding that the overnight accommodations are being conducted through a temporary use permit for what has been seasonal or emergency situations due to weather or what have you. But there isn't an approval on the books that allows for permanent use of the sanctuary building, if you will, for beds to be in there.
But as part of the original CUP, that it was defined as a, I can't remember like the exact interpretation of that, but it was that kind of facility
we have gone through. I mean, we could discuss it afterwards,
okay.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be a revision
to add
that. And the explanation, the reality is we're moving from here to here.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's just procedural
sure.
kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly the same as the building that
right.
plan there.
Right.
Do you have an idea what's the time frame typically for that, assuming?
Once the application is submitted. Within a 4 month period, 3-4 month period. And a lot of it really, you know, we always go back to the quality of the submittal, you know, kind of a thing. And so kind of the goal of the pre-app is to get as much information to you so that you submit, you know, kind of like the offsites, the utilities, and those kinds of things, because you come in and we don't like surprises.
Sure.
You know, kind of thing. We don't want to surprise you as well. And so now it's like, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. We'd rather let you know up front what it's going to take. If it takes you a little longer to get that application together, meet with us on individual meetings or follow up to this. We can do that too. You know, I tell folks I don't really care too much for the incompleteness application game. You know, you go back and forth, and
right.
you know, I think that there's a better way to accomplish that. Usually, in person meetings and hash mm-hmm. things out. But you know, we'll work to get that through. But once we have an application, we have everything. We're all on the same page. It's, you know, it's final. You know, we're easily 3 months. You know, at that point, once we determine that it's complete,
right.
and in some cases, you know, quicker.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other? So there's no action required on this one. So we'll look forward to the continued meetings,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll take it from there. Thank you. I guess I will be the project planner on this,
okay.
on this particular item, so you can bug me when that time comes. Thank you. Is the applicant here for the property at 2245 Artesia?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just wanted to check. Item number 8 is pre-application 1929. It's for the property located at 2245 South Artesia Avenue. This is a preliminary review of a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck dispatch yard with the conversion of existing single-family residence that contains approximately 700 square feet. That would be its office. Property is approximately 1 acre. Again, there's no action required on that, just for preliminary comments, you know, and feedback. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
This is the operation that you're already actually running now, sort of.
Not me, the owner.
Oh, the owner.
Yes.
Okay. And so basically, it's going to be the standard conditions for this type of use. Everything has to be on a paved surface. Because you're paving, you're going to have a WQMP. It's right at the edge with the SWIP. So we'll see. Take a look at your plans and see whether all those things are required. But it's very similar to what's required on the piece directly north of you.
Exactly.
Are you right next door to it? Or,
yes.
or one more over?
No, they adjoin on the south. The other one is, this is north, I believe.
The left.
The left or?
This is north. This is the one that's already under construction.
Okay,
right.
All right.
So they've already started paving and they put in their underground chambers.
They're almost done, actually.
Yeah, it's getting pretty close. But the conditions for you are very similar.
Okay.
So. Okay. And we have our conditions passed down. And I know they're working on the street right now, almost identical conditions.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, anything for us?
Traffic, no comments. Engineering, like Gary said, they're almost the exact same as the one north of you. I did give them to Mike a couple days ago. He does have them. Again, go through them, read them. If you have any questions on them, let us know.
Thank you. Robert, is it
standard requirements?
Thank you. James,
any other questions?
Thank you. Hector?
We have no submittal this time, so I have no comments for you.
Me neither. Do you have any questions at this time?
No, everything's clear.
Okay, so so Michael will get in contact with you tomorrow or beginning of next week.
Thanks.
And we look forward to your formal application.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to our next meeting on July the 10th.
So moved.
Second.
10:40. All right.